This is Jack White for the Capital District Growth Team with the third in a series of Monday morning messages. We've been talking to John Tyner, past governor of our district, who is head of the growth team this year. All three of these topics have been about how to grow your club. The first one was Operation Bring 'Em Back, to get former members, try to get them to come back into the club. The second was going after your members under 40. And John, what are we going to be talking about today?
This one is going to be our service leadership graduates and their parents, something that I don't think gets too much of attention. But there's some things, Jack, that we need to mention on this. And I would just ask our listeners to remember that we have 7,000 Kiwanians in our district, but we have 14,000 key clubbers. And when you look at our district last year that lost a total of 268 members total, there are some things we can do. And I would suspect that if one views the parents of our service leadership people, whether they're Key Club or Builders Club or K-Kids, if you view those parents as people that you could use as understanding what Kiwanis is about, like giving them really some public relations stuff. Show them how proud we are of our club and the things that we do. Show them how proud we are of their kids who are doing stuff in Key Club or Builders Club or whatnot. Jack?
I've heard it said in my experience somewhat, too, that there, a lot of the parents of Key Clubbers, and I assume Builders Club, too, really don't know much about the club that sponsors their kids' club. They know that the kids belong to a Key Club, but they don't tie together that it's part of the Kiwanis family. Is that your understanding?
That's pretty much it. I would say there's a change in some of that at the moment because of the fact that there are some divisions, 17, 22, 20, there may be others that do service leadership program nights once a year where they give honor. They honor the kids in the clubs, and they invite all the parents and the school advisors to come along too. It's an opportunity to really let people know what we're doing, showing that we are for.
Without that, the kids could go through the whole year, and the parents never know, right?
Right.
Ever thought, John, about having a little piece of literature that the Key Club sponsor or Village Club sponsor would hand out to the kids and ask them to take it home? You know, just said what we've been talking about here. Is that worthwhile?
Well, I do know that we've just formed a K-Kids program up here, and International has a pamphlet that goes home to the parents telling us
Wonderful. All
about Kiwanis. So I'm sure that each of the groups has it. We just need to get it out to the parents. That's all.
Go ahead, please.
The other thing, too, that if you're looking at the school kids as and their parents as a source of members, that's one way to really reflect the community's demographics. There are a couple clubs up here that have some Asian members that they've gotten from their high schools, because in many areas we have an awful lot of Asian students. So it's one way to bring in people who reflect the makeup of your own community. Sometimes that's hard to do, but this is an easy way to do it. Many parents like what their kids are doing, don't know how to help with that. And if you invite them to be in your club, they can participate in the Kiwanis experience, but in a different way that will complement what their kids do. We all know about how husbands and wives, some of them don't want to join the same club because they don't want to have to listen to their husband or their spouse talking. And I know up here we have several that are in different clubs, but they all working for Kiwanis. But all of this, you know, we relate to the Circle K graduates that come in. I just want to note that this year so far, Governor Tom has sent on to me 38 referrals that use the website, the internet website at Kiwanis, where people go in and sign up and say we're interested in joining a particular club, and they get that information. We get that and send it out to the lieutenant governors. So many of them are younger people. A lot of them have been Circle K graduates who don't know exactly where to locate in the district. So all of this is part of this technique on the SLP graduates and parents, things that we can use to look at perhaps what some clubs would view as non-traditional sources of members. They're all there.
You were talking just before we started this interview I'd said that my idea had been pretty much what you were talking about is being done, of having a awards night or something where you would bring the members of the youth club and the parents together. But you talked about inviting the parents to come to a work project. Could you explain that a little more?
Yeah, sure. When we have projects that we're working with our Key Club members, and we're out there helping, we make sure that the Key Club officers also let their parents know that their sponsoring Kiwanians are coming to help them and to come on along too. So the parents aren't just coming to help the kids. They're coming to help other Kiwanians do stuff in the community.
And what was that T-shirt you said you had? You said somebody would be at each one of these events for the
Oh yeah, well,
Key Club.
Yeah, in many of these events, we have someone who's designated as the Ask Me About Kiwanis person. I happen to have a T-shirt that says that. But whenever we have a project, we have someone wandering around who, if someone has a question, they're all related to that one person. And that's one way of getting names and emails for later contacts. All these sorts of things work, and they're all part of what the growth team does for the district. And I just remind all our listeners that the growth team members are just a call away. You can see us up on the website and give us a call. We're here to help.
John, thank you for this wonderful program today and for this entire sequence. Any club that follows even two or three of the suggestions should see some substantial growth.
Well, I thank you, Jack, too. In running the show, it's good to have someone who can monitor all this stuff and get all the speakers coming together.
Good. For the Capital District Growth Team, this is Jack White thanking you for listening, and please join us next week.